we humans are kind of locked in time. Chronological time, that is. And chronological time is, it's everything from the beginning to the end divided into increments, eons, centuries, years, hours, minutes, seconds, milliseconds. And 1 second follows after another. And so, being locked in time, we can't remember very far back, and we can't imagine very far into the future. We are pretty much situated in a time. But God is not like that. Since God has no beginning or end, there are no increments to divide up. There is no time. Just timelessness. And if there is no time, then the whole reality is all one moment. It's all now. God experiences everything from the beginning to the end as one moment. He's present to it all at the same time, in the same way that he's present to every single human person and every creature and every galaxy. He's present to it all and holds it all in his heart and in his mind all the time. But there is something about us humans, because we are created in the image of God, because we have sort of a divine DNA locked into us, there is something of the potential for infinity, for timelessness in us as well. The fact that we can even talk about this, the fact that we can even imagine infinity, points to our capability, our openness to infinity. And we believe that we're going to live forever. That maybe we had a beginning on this end, but we're not going to have an end in that direction. We're going to live forever in God. And so there's something about us that resonates with this timelessness. And in fact, we do it in the liturgy all the time. The liturgy is one of those privileged moments where we leave chronological time and enter into the timelessness of God. And so every moment of reality is present to us this evening too. So is this the Last Supper? Is this Calvary? Is this the resurrection? Is this Christ coming again? It's all of those. Are we present to the people in the world now? Yes. Are we present to all the people in the past? Yes. We call that the communion of saints. That's what we're celebrating this evening. But we're also present to that future and eternal liturgy at which Christ forever intercedes on behalf of creation and hands it over to the Father. So Christ is the great high priest who does the priestly act, not like human priests who offer bread or goats or lambs, but he offers himself. In that timeless, forever, once for all sacrifice of the cross. And so what we're doing here at the Mass is not repeating that. It doesn't need to be repeated. It was efficacious once and for all. But we are commemorating it, and we are entering into the mystery of it, entering into the presence of it, so that we might be incorporated into that action. Because we are sharers in that priesthood. We act as priests. We don't offer bread or goats or lambs either. We offer ourselves along with Christ here at the altar. We're all sharers in his eternal high priesthood. And what we do here is connected to the altar in heaven, at which Christ forever has and forever will offer himself. That's an amazing mystery. And we're capable of that mystery. We can understand that. And we can hope for that. And we can live our lives in the context of that. So unlike the rest of the world that thinks that we're just locked in the present moment, and when you die, you die, and you know nobody's going to, it's not going to matter in the future. Unlike that, we believe that we are participating in the timelessness of God. And that gives us the courage and the ability to act in a certain way, in a sacrificial way, to, as the first reading said, to wash our robes in the blood of the Lamb. I love that image. If you wash your robes in blood, they don't turn white, they turn red. But in this case, they turn white. In the same way that when we receive the body and blood of the Lord, it's not so much that we digest him and he goes into us. That happens, but even more profoundly, we go into him. We get transformed into him. So if we offer our lives, if we are sacrificial, if we wash our robes in the blood of the Lamb, they become white as snow, pure. That's what makes us pure, to exercise our priesthood, to share in the priesthood of Christ, to offer ourselves. The image in the book there is also an image of people in procession carrying palm branches. They're dressed in white and they're carrying palm branches. And one of the points of this, I think, is there's a great church in Ravenna, Italy. And, you know, up below the clerestory windows on that section of wall there, on one side there are male martyrs, and on the other side there are female martyrs, and they're dressed in white robes, and they're carrying palm branches in their hands, and they're processing toward the altar. In other words, it's one of the most profound depictions of liturgy, because we process toward the altar. That's why we process to communion. We don't bring communion to you. You have to come up here and get it, because the procession is part of the point. And what we're processing with, even though we're not necessarily carrying anything, but we are. We're carrying our martyrdom. We're carrying our self-sacrificing attitude. We're carrying that notion that we can offer ourselves along with Christ, that we can be priests of God Most High.